Chapter 15. The Golden Fleece. Jason's father was the true king of Iolcus, but he had been beaten in a battle by his brother Peleus, who now ruled there. Peleus did not rule happily, though, because he had been told that one day a man with only one shoe would come to Iolcus and kill him. To keep him safe, Jason grew up in a cave with the centaur Chiron. The centaur trained him well in all the things he needed to know to be a prince. And when he was grown up, Jason went to Iolcus to find his father. On his way, he came to the river Anaurus and saw an old woman sitting there.
"Good sir,"
the old woman cried when she saw Jason.
"Will you carry me across this river, because you are young and strong, and I am too old and too weak to get across it on my own?"
"Of course I will, good mother," Jason replied kindly, and he carried the old woman across the water. This was very difficult, and one of Jason's shoes came off in the mud at the bottom of the river. When he put the old woman down on the other side, Jason fell to his knees in surprise, because there in front of him was the goddess Hera.
"Do not be afraid, Jason," she said softly. "Go forward as you are and speak the words I put into your mouth, and you will become one of the most famous heroes in all Greece."
So Jason went off happily to Iolcus and arrived there in the evening, where he found Peleus having a great dinner. Peleus turned white with fear when he saw his nephew wearing just one shoe, but he welcomed Jason warmly. He later commanded Jason to bring him the golden fleece from Colchis, saying, "If you return with the golden fleece, you can become king." A skilled shipbuilder called Argus and the goddess Athena helped Jason to build a big ship, which they called the Argo. And he sent messengers across Greece calling for young kings and princes to join him on it. Many of those who came with them are famous heroes today, and their children were the heroes who fought at Troy. The Argonauts, the people who sailed on the Argo, sailed north and came to the land of King Cyzicus, who was kind and fed them well. When they sailed off again, a huge storm took the ship and threw it around in the darkness until at last it came to a shore. But the people there thought that the Argonauts were pirates and attacked them in the night. Jason and his men fought bravely and finally won the fierce battle, only to find out that they had come back to the land of King Cyzicus and had killed him and many of his warriors. With hearts full of sorrow, they sailed off again. They reached Mysia, not far from Troy, and here one of the group, Helas, went to fetch some water from a deep pool and was taken down into the water by the fairies that lived there. While Heracles was searching for Helas, a great wind took the Argo out to sea, and he was left to travel to Colchis overland. The Argo reached the land of Thrace, whose king was called Phineus. The Argonauts begged the king to tell them what to do and what not to do on their journey to Colchis. The king said that he would help them, but only if they freed him from the harpies, cruel and terrible women with big wings. Then, when two harpies came down to steal food from the king's table, two of Jason's men, the winged sons of the North Wind, took out their swords and flew up after them. These men were never seen again, but the harpies never came back to Thrace, and the king told the Argonauts how to get safely to Colchis. After getting safely through the clashing rocks which guarded the entrance to the Black Sea, the Argonauts came to the river Phasis. Up the river they sailed, and finally arrived at the city of Colchis, where Aeetes, the fierce son of Helios, was king.
"I will give you the Golden Fleece," said King Aeetes. "But first you must take my bulls, which breathe fire from their noses, plough a field with them, and then plant dragon's teeth in the field."
That night, while Jason sat wondering how he could possibly do this, the witch Medea, Aeetes' daughter, came to him.
"I will tell you what to do and how to take the fleece if you promise to take me back to Greece with you and marry me," she said.
Jason agreed, and Medea gave him a liquid to put on his body so that for just one day he could not be hurt. The next morning, Jason took the king's bulls and ploughed the field. He had a pot with dragon's teeth in it, and he planted them. The dragon's teeth grew quickly into an army that wanted to attack Jason, but when he threw the empty pot at the men, they started fighting with each other, and soon they were all dead. King Aeetes promised Jason that he would give him the Golden Fleece the next day. But he was really planning to burn the Argo and kill all the Argonauts before then. So in the night, Medea came to Jason and took him and Orpheus to the magic garden where the Golden Fleece hung on the tree at the world's end. Like the golden apples, the fleece was guarded by a large and terrible dragon which sat at the bottom of the tree.
"Play and sing,"
Medea whispered to Orpheus, and as he played sweet music on his harp and sang his gentle song of sleep, the whole garden seemed to rest. The flowers dropped their heads and everything was still, and then the great dragon rested its head on some flowers and went to sleep for the first and only time in its life. All the time, Medea was whispering magic words to keep Jason awake, and once the dragon was asleep, he quickly climbed up the tall tree to fetch the Golden Fleece. They then went by secret paths back to the river and to the waiting Argo, Medea taking her brother, the young Prince Absyrtus, with her. Then the Argonauts, including Heracles, who had now joined them again, rowed with all their strength back towards the sea. But suddenly, in the darkness behind them, the dragon woke from its magic sleep and found that the Golden Fleece was missing. It made such a loud and terrible sound that it put fear into the hearts of all the people of Colchis, and mothers grabbed their children in terror. When he heard the terrible noise, King Aeetes guessed what had happened and sent a ship out to catch the Argonauts.
"Row, row," Medea cried. "My father's ships are very fast."
The Argonauts rowed hard and came out of the river Phasis and into the Black Sea. But before long, they saw the tall ship of King Aeetes behind them. As the king's ship came nearer and nearer, Medea did a terrible thing. She took a sharp sword and killed her brother Absyrtus, and then cut his body into small pieces and threw them into the sea behind the Argo. She knew her father would stop to pick up the pieces of his son. This is exactly what happened, and the Argonauts were able to sail away from King Aeetes' ship. But what Medea had done was cruel, and Jason bowed his head in sorrow. He knew that he had promised to marry a witch who would only bring him bad luck in the end.